He wasn't a musician, but he would change the music world in 1967 when he debuted his invention. On this date, August 21st, 2005, Robert Moog passed away, inventor of the synthesizer. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
Strange days have found us.
Born in New York City in 1934, Robert Moog was only 14 years old when he built his first electronic instrument. He went on to attend Queens College, began his own company to manufacture theremins, and received a master's at Columbia University. While at Columbia, synthesizer development had already begun at the school's Electronic Music Center, but he furthered development and was the first to use a keyboard to control the synthesizer. And among the infamous performances at 1967's Monterey Pop Festival, he debuted the instrument to the public. Initially, it was used as a cost-saving measure for TV episode soundtracks, but rock musicians eventually caught on. The Doors used it on the opening track to their Strange Days album. George Harrison would become fascinated, and the Beatles would use it on Abbey Road. But as the 70s began, it would become especially popular with progressive rockers. Most famously, Keith Emerson would use it on the solo for Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Lucky Man. By the end of the decade, even the hardest rocking bands would become interested in its potential usage. Further developments in electronic instrumentation would help propel disco and new wave to popularity, and it's still in common use today, an affordable product that allows anyone who wants to make their own music the ability to do so. The Moog synthesizer, named after its inventor Robert Moog, who passed away on this date, August 21st, 2005, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.